by way of clear digital audio, 22,500 miles above the planet. This is the Global Star Radio Network.
Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I want to just briefly touch on the National Intelligence Estimate that came out last week that told us that, oh, we've got nothing to worry about from Iran. Iran really isn't trying to, to build nuclear weapons. We've been telling you the wrong thing all the time, but now we have agreement among our intelligence agencies. There's nothing to worry about. Oh, my goodness. Yes, just three weeks ago, Dick Cheney was giving speeches about how we have to attack Iran, and he knew all about the National Intelligence Estimate, but now we can assure you there's nothing to worry about. Well, if you believe that, why, you probably believe anything. Basically, Iran does not need to enrich uranium, so they'll have nuclear energy. They can buy the fuel rods from Russia. In fact, Russia has put in a nuclear plant for them and is supplying the fuel rods for the plant. So if that's the case, why are they enriching uranium? Because they want to build a nuclear bomb, of course, and our government knows that. But I personally believe that the one reason that they wanted to stop, at least temporarily, any talk about attacking Iran was because they're concerned about the financial implications. If we were to attack Iran and oil was to go to $150 a barrel, it would just do terrible things to our economy. We cannot afford to expand the war in the Middle East, at least for the time being. And so I believe that the powers that be are really very, very concerned about the economy. And you only need to see what's happening in other countries. We're told that everything's all right. Henry Paulson has made an agreement with the banks, and they're going to just defer raising the interest rates. But what about the countries in Europe? What about the Union Bank of Switzerland, which has already written off almost $4 billion, and now within the last couple of days has written off another $10 billion. They're not going to have any profits at all this year. They're actually selling various parts of bonds to Singapore and Abu Dhabi. Banks all throughout Europe and England and even the Far East have these collateralized debt obligations, and banks throughout the world are having real economic problems because of that, and we're told there's nothing to worry about. Bob Chapman is our guest. Bob, do you think that that they've got everything solved? Henry Paulson now has everything solved by just getting the banks to agree to negotiate the loan agreements?
Absolutely not. The game is over. It's just a question is, how long is it going to take for the whole thing to come down? My guess is they'll probably take it out two or three more years, probably three. And they'll use all sorts of subterfuge and make people believe that everything's okay. But Citigroup is bankrupt. UBS is on the edge. Union Bank Suisse is a very large bank, one of the top perhaps 20 banks in the world, and of course Citigroup is the largest American bank, and so we're not talking about a small, banking company that has three or four branches or something, and so they're up against it, and you're so right in citing what went on with UBS and I previously Citigroup, and I don't know whether you're aware of it or not, but one of the money market funds under Bank of America called Columbia Strategic Assets Portfolio which is tailored to high net worth individuals and has assets of $12 billion, suspended subscriptions and redemptions because obviously they're loaded up with toxic garbage as well that are known as CDOs, SIVs, ABSs. I mean, we get so many contractions there.
All right, hold on. We'll be back in just a moment with Bob Chapman. Hang on there, Bob. We'll be right back.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Since the year 2000, earthquakes, heat waves, droughts, tsunamis, floods, fires, and hurricanes have killed over 1 million people worldwide and forced tens of millions to go without food and water. After Katrina, the media was eager to show victims in New Orleans begging for food. If a disaster strikes you and your loved ones and you have no stored food, you'll be begging as well. Now our economy is slipping into an abyss that even Donald Trump says will make the Great Depression look like a Sunday picnic. The U.S. dollar is worth less today than it was even last week. Before food prices skyrocket, trucks stop running and stores close their doors, Survival Enterprises can help you prepare. They're master distributors of Mountain House freeze-dried food with up to a 50-year shelf life. Survival Enterprises has real butter, cheese, and bread, real beef, chicken, and turkey, all canned for long-term storage. For their website and more info, call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. And remember, if you wait until you need us, it's too late. Call now. It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, our guest is Bob Chapman of the International Forecaster. Bob, how bad do you think things are at the Union Bank of Switzerland? They must be one of the largest banks over there in Switzerland. Certainly, you would think that $10 to $15 billion would hurt them, but it wouldn't hurt them that badly. Do you think they have a lot of other problems?
No, I don't know that they do, but they are one of the two largest banks in Switzerland, the other being Union Bank Suisse. And so it's important. It's important that they are having these problems, not only for themselves, but for the country of Switzerland, as well as the international banking operations. Columbia Strategic Assets with $12 billion has loaded up with these SIVs. I'm sure there's many more money market funds where people are going to lose money, and it's going to be lawsuits flying everywhere. And, you know, we haven't even seen the beginning of this. I mean, we saw four or five or six states that had to make adjustments to their pooled resources, which they were putting in AAA paper, which happened to conclude that toxic garbage, which they bought under fraud conditions. And there's about 100 states and cities and counties in the United States that have the same problem. And they just haven't told us about it yet. And, you know, to show you how dire the situation is, the Bush administration, at the behest of Wall Street and the bankers, have decided to interfere, as we know, in the contractual obligations in the private sector, which are these mortgages. And the ramifications of this change is profound. I mean, what they're doing is throwing out 200 years of contract law just to buy a little time. And I quite frankly don't think it's going to work. It's voluntary, as you probably know. And I think a lot of lenders are not going to participate. And I don't think it's going to do much good at all. It's like everything else that's been done under this administration and by Wall Street and the bankers. It's been disastrous. The only people who have made any money is them. And, of course, our president has run his wars for oil and profit for the insiders, the Illuminati. And you know, we have just a terrible kettle of fish here. And, unfortunately, it's been bacteriorized and it's rancid. And it's not going to get better anytime soon. Hello?
I think it's important that everybody realize that everything has changed, that we are on the edge of a complete collapse of the monetary system, not only the United States, but the entire world, that banks are beginning to be afraid to lend. And although the interest rates, you know, the interest rates for private borrowing, are they going up, Bob? In other words, if a...
Yes, they are. Yes, they are. Even, you know, even the mortgages, they got up to, these are people who wanted fixed rate mortgages. And 2 months ago, these are people with FOICs of over 720. The high on the FOIC rating system is 850. And they were paying 8.25% for a fixed rate 30. I don't know what that rate is now. But if I had to guess, I would say it's probably around 6.25, maybe 6.5. But, you know, the 10-year Treasury is still at 4.15, and if you tack a point and a quarter on, let's say you get 5.30. Well, the rates are not 5.30 where they should be, or 5% where they might be. The rates are... or 5.96, or almost a point away. And so the banks are deliberately holding the rates higher because they don't want to make loans. And of course, the rates on the 15s, which are fixed rate, and they're still selling the adjustable rate mortgages and option only and interest only and all of these newfangled things that they've got. And I, you know, one of the things I noticed in the reporting by the Mortgage Bankers Association, they're not reporting the increase in the amount of adjustable rate mortgages, which they call one-year ARMs. They're not reporting the percentage of the total mortgages that are being written in that category, and nor are they reporting the number of refis. And the refis would probably come in at fixed at 6.25 or something like that. But it's interesting to me that last week they didn't report on them, and I wonder if they're going to continue that bit of subterfuge.
All right, fine. Well, certainly as we look and see what's going on today, what do you think is going to happen with the Fed this week? They're going to have a meeting. The question is, are they going to lower the interest rates again, which is exactly the opposite from what they should be doing? Are they going to continue flooding the economy with money, which only serves to fan the fires of inflation and erode the value of everything that people have that's in the fixed assets, whether it's their pension fund, their insurance policies, or their bonds or annuities or CDs, things of that sort. What do you think the Fed is going to do this week?
I think they'll go down a quarter of a point. a half a point is possible, but a quarter of a point is probably what they'll do. And that was reflected in the USDX index today, which is six currencies versus the dollar on a weighted basis. And that closed at 76.05, down 0.25 on the day. And that was very telling. Because it assisted gold in its rally today. Gold was up again at up 13.20, and silver was up 30 cents. And no matter what they do, no matter how much gold they sell, it keeps on coming back like those zombies in zombie movies, you know? You can't kill it even with a silver stake. And so Washington and the Fed and the Treasury and all the central banks have to be up in arms. I mean, how much do they have to sell? You know, the European Central Bank sold 42 tons last week. I mean, that's a lot of gold. And that also brings up the question, the reserve that they have on the euro. Euro is one of the few currencies in the world that has a gold backing. They started off 8 or 9 years ago when the euro began at 15% backing with gold. They have been selling all the way. I don't know how much gold they've got left because they won't tell us. But it's got to be somewhere between 8 and 10%. Maybe it's even worse than that. I don't know because I haven't added it up, let's put it this way, and backed into the answer. You know, at the same time, we're looking at inflation running 11.5%, and we're looking at the creation in the United States of money and credit at now 15.1%. This is monthly annualized, I don't know, somewhere like 75% or something. And that means that every dollar in your pocket on an annualized basis, if inflation were in fact 15.1% and not 11.5%, and certainly not the 2.75% our government tells you about, then the dollar you had a year ago would be worth about 25 cents in purchasing power. And we are not the lone ranger in this. All the other nations got the same problem. They've all been increasing money and credit for the last 3 years by an average of about 14%, because some of the countries like China is, I just got the figures, just came out today, 18.75% increase in the creation of money and credit last month, and Russia's somewhere around 40%, and there are other high nations like that. These nations continue to do what the U.S. is doing, not on the same scale for the most part, but this last month, the figures from the European Central Bank jumped from 11.3% to 12.3%. That is a quantum jump. That's big. And, of course, England is running around 13.3%, down from about 13.7%. And, of course, that figure is going to go back up again because Northern Rock is going to get bailed out by the Bank of England and the British government. Whether they like it or not, and you're talking about another $50 billion to go into Northern Rock minimum to go along with the $51 billion they already put into it. And so we have the same corporatist fascism now with central banks and governments all over the world. I shouldn't say all over the world, but at least in Europe and Canada and the United States. And it's not good.
Well, of course, I think people have to understand that when the government begins to increase the amount of money, everything is prosperous. It's the whole idea that the party's really going. Everybody's enjoying it. And, of course, the real function of the Federal Reserve System is to take away the punch bowl when the party is just getting interesting. But the Federal Reserve is not taking away the punch bowl. It's putting a lot more into the punch bowl, which means eventually the currency is destroyed. And this has happened how many times in history? Certainly ancient Egypt, Greece, ancient Rome, Florence, Venice, the Weimar Republic, recently in Argentina, certainly back in the early 1900s in Russia. There's nothing new, is it, Bob?
Well, I have a quote here.
Hold that thought. We want to hear that quote as soon as we get back. But we're going to have to take a quick break here, right here at the Genesis Communication Network.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high resolution, full color maps and full color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard to find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteef spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteef exposes the movement behind Rhodes Scholarships, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations, so if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn this secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras, cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home. Night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go online and check out our huge selection of spy-related gear. Christmas is coming, so don't delay. Go to spyville.com. That is S-P-Y-V-I-L-L-E.com. Or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, our guest is Bob Chapman of the International Forecaster. And, Bob, you were about to give us a quotation.
Yes, I was. And it's from 55 B.C. That's before Christ, our Redeemer. And it was by Cicero. And it bears out just what you were saying when you're citing all of those different times that we've had problems financially in the world. And there's a lot more, and but, you know, it would take an hour to announce them. But this is very interesting. This is what Cicero had to say. He was a politician and probably one of the greatest orators of all time. And he ended up being eliminated because he picked the wrong side in one of these forays between groups in Rome. The national budget must be balanced. The public debt must be reduced. The arrogance of the authorities must be moderated and controlled. Payments to foreign governments must be reduced if the nation doesn't want to go bankrupt. People must again learn to work instead of living on public assistance. Does that sound familiar to you all?
Very true. I mean, that is certainly one of my favorite quotations.
Look how long ago this was.
Right. Nothing's changed. It's like deja vu all over again. What we're seeing today has been tried before. Rome, you know, tried, you know, getting on a paper currency and simply creating, printing prosperity, and it didn't work. They didn't have paper money, but they had coins that were minted. Now, initially they were gold and silver, and then they began to change into base metals and just kept printing and printing and printing.
Yes, you're absolutely right. And unfortunately, all civilizations have done the same thing. And, you know, this is just a replay in another octave. And man continues to do the same silly things that he did before in slightly different ways. And so that's why for people like Dr. Stan and I, to be able to figure out what's going to happen in the future, it's easy because we know history. And we know what these people are going to do.
Sure. Diocletian declared wage and price controls in 300 A.D. to try to stop the inflation that was created by inflating the money supply in ancient Rome. Diocletian, the Roman Empire, 300 A.D. Nothing's new under
right.
the sun.
Yeah, it's nothing new, so if you know history, you can figure it out. But today, unfortunately, so many people in the world don't know history. They've been ill-educated. The great mass of them who have had education. And when you tell them these things, they don't get it.
No.
Because they have been propagandized by, today, their government via television and also the printed word, and it's a full-time department occupation of our government to propagandize us, which we pay for.
Sure.
Which is rather ludicrous. And every time something comes up on the money that they're spending to do that, nobody wants to talk about it. But it's tragic that the public doesn't know, because what's going to happen is that the dollar is going to continue to go down in value, and the only thing that's going to go up for sure in value is gold and silver related assets. And maybe the Swiss franc will turn out to be the strongest of all the currencies, and probably will, but that is not good enough. And so I think that people out there who don't understand what we're talking about, we've reached a point now where we're going to ask you, take our word for it. Now, Stan and I have both been doing this almost 50 years, so you get 100 years of experience here. And I got to tell you, we don't want to tell you this, but we have to tell you this because it's the truth. Please act on it. You know, because you can really save your financial status if you do.
And if you don't, you're going to lose everything you've worked for your whole life. And that's the trouble. And so many of the pension funds, you know, they've invested in these toxic substances, these toxic paper, and the pension funds are going to go down. People cannot believe this could actually be happening.
It's not only that, Stan, and that is terrible, and there's no mention of any civil or criminal action for fraud. And I outlined in part in my last issue, but in the new one on Wednesday that's coming out, I go into it as well. And, you know, we have like a pecking list. We have the Fed, who really arranged the party. 1% interest rates, do what you want. The banks, who went up and made fabulous profits, giving loans to people who shouldn't have had them, and they knew it. And, you know, just totally bad loans.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back in just a moment with Bob.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Do you suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, unbalanced cholesterol, or clogged arteries? Do you want to live free of sickness, pain, and fear with increased vitality? Today, you're going to learn about an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and improved circulation. It's called Heart and Body Extract, and it's going to change your life. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, was astonished by how quickly the product worked for her.
Within 2 weeks of using the formula, my blood pressure went from 160 over 110 to 120 over 70. Typically, a person will notice a difference within the first bottle.
So exactly how does Heart and Body Extract work?
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself.
Here are just a few of the benefits associated with Heart and Body Extract. Angina is gone in just a few days. Blood pressure goes back to normal, and irregular heartbeat returns to normal. Heart and Body Extract works by making sure your body is in balance. Doctors who've tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results. Dr. Mark Goodman talks about his experience with the product.
My experience has been tremendous. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Dr. Shreve also witnessed the positive effects with his patients.
This is the most encouraging development that I think that I have seen in a long while in dealing with these patients who are so ill. I am just amazed.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here with Bob Chapin of the International Forecaster. Bob, would you like to get your website and your telephone number out in case people would like to get your publication? I want to tell our listeners I look forward to this coming twice a week and read it through, every word of it, every week.
Well, the forecast is about business, finance, economics, and social and political issues all over the world. We publish by email on Wednesdays and Saturdays, usually about 30 pages each time, and we have a hard copy that goes out twice a month as well. If you'd like to go to our site and take a look, and you can request a free copy there, that address is theinternationalforecaster.com. theinternationalforecaster.com. If you'd like to email us and ask some questions, we answer everybody immediately. That address is international underscore forecaster@yahoo.com. international_forecaster@yahoo.com. And if you'd like to call toll free to get a free introductory copy, either by mail or by email, you call 800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188.
All right, fine. Well, I think that people have to understand what's going on. Now, Ford Motor Company is trying desperately to work out a deal with their employees. They have 50,000 employees. They're trying to buy out 30,000 of them. They're offering those that are staying a full salary, but those that are but they're having to make concessions for their pension funds. But new employees are going to make $12 to $15 an hour. And the old employees are saying that's fine, just so long as we get ours. We don't care about the new employees. Ford is talking about giving the union $22 billion, that's B-billion dollars, to buy out their responsibility for the retirement and welfare benefits of their employees. I mean, and the union's all in favor. They want to get their hands on that $22 billion, and I'm sure, lend that money out to their friends, and they're going to get rich. And nobody really cares about the workers. The workers are going to get taken advantage of. General Motors is doing the same thing. Chrysler is trying to do the same thing. They're shifting their production facilities overseas, and there's just not going to be any major automotive production right here in the United States. Ford's talking about cutting back to about 24,000 employees for the entire country. These are exciting times, aren't they?
Well, they're deplorable times. All of this could be solved with the setting of tariffs on foreign goods coming into the United States, which we had up until just recently. Free trade and globalization does not work because there is not a level of playing field. And our opponents continue to devalue their currencies in order to sell goods in our country, and at the same time, transnational elitist conglomerates move our companies and our jobs out of our country. And Americans better wake up, or they're not going to have any jobs at all. In the last 7 years, we've lost somewhere in the vicinity of 5.5 million jobs. And now I see research that I've got. They're shipping all kinds of professional jobs out of the country. They are destroying the country. Now, this is nothing new. They started this back in the early 60s, and the automobile companies really got underway around 1980 when they started to build plants overseas. This was a long-term program to emasculate the economy of the United States, to force Americans to become denizens of a second world country and force them to accept world government.
And I think that what people have to understand, this is part of a definite plan by our leaders to raise living standards throughout the world in other countries, in third world countries. People who would have difficulty ever having higher living standards other than the fact that we are transferring our manufacturing to those countries and transferring our wealth to those countries and intentionally and purposely lowering living standards in the United States. And people find that hard to believe because they've never read the Earth Charter. Well, the whole program is laid out. It's in the Earth Charter. Get it and read it. If you don't have it, we'll be glad to send you a free copy. Understand that it is all planned ahead of time, the demise of America as a strong and independent nation, and we are to become a second or third world nation. They know what they're doing. And if you don't get involved, then, of course, you're going to lose out as well. Go right ahead, Bob.
Well, I think you consider that, and then you consider what I was talking about before the break, which is who caused this latest foreclosure fiasco, the real estate bubble, the credit crisis that we're in. It was caused by the central banks. In the United States, the Federal Reserve, which is privately owned, and they are the main culprit. And then you have the banks which were making loans which were totally unsound, millions of these loans. And then you have the mortgage originators who knew that the people weren't qualified. And then you have the appraisers that knew the houses weren't worth what they were selling for. And then you had the real estate people who went along with the program to close the sale. And here we're trying to bail out this dire situation by supposedly abrogating contracts so that people who should have never had loans in the first place can have them and stay in their homes. 85%, Fitch, the rating agency, tells us, of these people with those kinds of loans committed fraud and lied on their application. That's a criminal act. Now, none of these people, the rating agencies, the banks, the originators, the appraisers, the real estate people, and the borrowers, none of them are being attacked civilly or criminally. Nobody wants to talk about it. It's the biggest criminal operation in history.
Well, not only that, but, you know, I have a feeling that this latest agreement that was laid out by Henry Paulson is just to make us feel like something's being done. I don't think it's going to work. It's voluntary. I don't think that the private lenders are going to do much. Certainly the foreign companies that hold these toxic, underfunded loans, these CDOs, there's no way that they're going to give up, you know, the income that they're entitled to. And this is basically, this system is designed to fail. The solution is designed to fail. But we want to give the American people the idea we're doing something important. What are your thoughts on that? Do you think that this is more like busy work?
I wrote a year ago that I said this is the problem we're facing now. And, of course, I called the problem 3 years ago, actually. But we sent out another clarion call a year ago, and I said, why don't you just give them the houses? I mean, this is what it all boils down to. And let the American public pay for it. I mean, this is the destruction of the foundations of our financial structure. And here we have the stock market going up every day. It's absolute madness. I've been involved in finance for almost 50 years. This is crazy. It doesn't get any madder than this. It's incomprehensible. And the public just stands there, well, gee, I hope we don't lose my job. Of course you're going to lose your job. I hope I don't lose my home. Of course you're going to lose your home. I mean, this is where we're headed. I mean, somebody needs to go around and shake everybody and say, we got a problem. And that's why I advocate defeating all the incumbents in Congress in the primaries and electing Ron Paul, because he understands the problem and at least he knows what to do.
Amen to that. Well, our telephone number is 1-800-259-5791 if you'd like to talk to Bob. 1-800-259-5791. Understand that the major producers in this country are in real trouble. Boeing, for instance, are producing planes, but so many of the parts are manufactured in other countries. And whether it be the frame, all they do really today is take all these parts that are manufactured and button them all together and hopefully end up with an airplane that'll fly. The trouble is that certainly with their newer plane, the 787, this giant plane they're producing, you know, their parts aren't fitting together. But instead of manufacturing the products in one place or here in the United States, they're bringing in the parts from all over the world. And the same is true of many of the cars that are manufactured here. We're only putting them together in this country. The parts are manufactured throughout the world. We have an international economy that is designed to increase the wealth of the people in other countries and impoverish the people here. Well, Bob, certainly gold was strong. Where did gold end up today? Do you recall?
Well, today it was up $13.20 at 807.60. And the next outside month was up about $1.80 higher than that. So we should have a fairly decent opening in the morning. And silver was up 30 to 34 cents. Silver closed at 14.64 in the spot month, which is December, up 30 cents on the day. And so it looks good. No matter how much gold they throw at this market, as I said earlier in the program, it's like a zombie. You know, it gets up and she starts walking again. And they can't stop it. And, you know, they're doing the best they can to suppress it because they don't want people to know how serious the situation is. And they don't, you know, they want to save their hides. And but gold is going to, and silver both, in this hyperinflationary environment, will go up for the next couple of years. And yes, is deflation about? It's showing up in the real estate industry and the credit industry, the availability of credit. But they are, at least up until this point, and probably for another year or two, are continuing to create money and credit, which is offsetting that deflationary environment. And sooner or later, the stock market will go down, and we'll have another deflationary factor, and they will inject even more and more money and credit into the system until nobody will borrow anymore, even though the money's there. And that's when you've got to make very, very strong changes. And that's why people subscribe to the International Forecaster, so they'll know when to make the switch. And hopefully I will know when to recommend it.
Well, right now, of course, the thing is that they're keeping the stock market up artificially. I mean, they're manipulating the stock market as they're manipulating the price of gold and silver. Do you think they're manipulating the commodity prices as well? I'm talking now about, you know, things like copper, nickel, things of that sort.
Well, they do attempt to. And it's a fairly large market worldwide. And it's much easier to manipulate gold and silver. It's a lark compared to doing commodities or markets. And so, yes, they are in those markets, but not to the extent that they are suppressing or attempting to suppress gold and silver, and not to the extent that they're in stock markets in the United States and in Japan and in Europe and London in particular.
Well, do you think right now we're going to be seeing then a cycle of inflation that will then be followed by a cycle of deflation or depression? What are your thoughts?
Yeah, eventually. We'll have stagflation, in which is stagnation and inflation simultaneously. And what will happen is, as I said, in finality on the inflationary side, it'll run out of gas sooner or later. And that's the time you're going to have to make some changes, because once deflation takes hold, there's absolutely no way to control it until it purges the economy, in this case, the world economy. And it's going to be very, very nasty. And you alluded to that earlier in the program. And, I mean, just look at history. It's all very simple. The answers are all there. We're not geniuses. I mean, we just studied hard.
But, of course, they can continue pouring money out and stimulating the economy for a time, for a good while, until the value of money just is basically worthless.
Well, that's where we're headed, that's for sure.
And
the currencies are going to suffer as well against the common denominator, gold. And the final analysis, all you want is gold.
Yet the International Monetary Fund is talking about selling their gold hoard so that they can become more relevant, so they'll have money to loan out more wisely. But are these people really selling their gold, or are they simply just shuffling it around up there at the Federal Reserve Bank in New York, where they move it from pallet to pallet? Is this gold really being bought?
Central Bank, excuse me, go ahead.
Is this gold really being sold, or are they simply creating the impression they're selling it?
First of all, they are selling it, and they're not selling it to each other. They are selling it to the market to get the maximum effect upon the market. And so, with that said, they're going to run out of gold. I mean, they don't have an infinite amount of gold. We don't know what they have left, but, you know, every time they sell, they deplete their supply. And
but
so
then who's
they're
going to
do that until they can't do that anymore.
But who's buying the gold, Bob? Who has, you know, the hundreds of millions of dollars it takes to buy, you know, 200 tons of gold? Who has that sort of money?
Well, you have a tremendous demand from India, which now holds 25 to 30% of all gold in the world, and they buy each year 30% of all of the new gold production. China has become a large buyer, And there's tremendous demand out of the Middle East. It just doesn't stop. And who's left out in the cold? The dumbbells who live in Europe, the United States, and Canada, they don't know what's going on because they're not educated. They think they are, but they're not. And they don't understand anything about the very, very rudiments of what makes our system work. And they're going to find out, much to their disdain, that they're going to lose, as you said, all or a good part of what they have. Because they're not listening, and they won't take action. You know, I don't know how many radio programs you do a week, but I do 18. And I know you do a lot of them. And we're doing everything we can to inform people of what's going on, but we only can reach so many people. I think I reach more people in foreign countries than I do in the United States.
Well, we do 25 programs a week on a slow week. But anyway, you're pretty close behind us, and we appreciate the fact that you're out there getting the information out. Our guest has been Bob Chapman from the International Forecaster. One more time, get your telephone number out there before I let you go.
That's toll-free. You can get a free introductory copy either by email or in hard copy. That's 800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188.
All right, Bob. Well, thank you so very much, and we'll look forward then to talking to you real soon on our other programs, and then we'll talk to you again next Monday at the same time.
You got it.
God bless.
Thanks for having me again.
Bye-bye. Okay, we'll be back in just a moment to wrap up the program.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America.
Get the Berkey Light, the American water purifier, only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and certainly if you want to understand what's going on economically. This is Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network. If you want to understand what's going on economically, you need to get my little pamphlet on the history of money. You need to get my talk on the financial tsunami. It comes with a syllabus, tells you where the gold is stored in the country, and gives you the statistics from the Federal Reserve System. And then, of course, we suggest the book, The Creature from Jekyll Island, The Federal Reserve Conspiracy and Fiat Money, Inflation in France, those three books. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, with the holidays coming up, Christmas coming up, we carry the freedom documents. They're the 50 basic documents upon which our Constitution is founded, and we recommend them to you, put together by Chuck Baldwin, Pastor Chuck Baldwin. They're available from Radio Liberty, a wonderful gift for somebody who cares about America, and you have the freedom documents, whether it be George Washington's farewell address or the Mayflower Compact, or they're all right there at your fingertips. We recommend them to you. Wonderful, wonderful gift. And then, of course, we have a four-tape set on the foundations of our freedom, my interviews with a constitutional lawyer. We have the book, Betrayed by the Bench, by John Stormer, that goes into the background of what the Supreme Court is doing. And although it won't tell you about the Masonic influence on the Supreme Court, you'll find that in my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, it has a lot of other great information. We have the book, Unholy Alliance, which goes into the Masonic influence on our courts and on our society. Behind the Lodge Door, by Paul Fisher, goes into the background of what goes on in the Masonic lodges and their plan for the New World Order. You must understand, ladies and gentlemen, we have secret societies in America. And those secret societies are intent upon the destruction of America as we know it, and its replacement with the New Atlantis. This is really what it's all about. So we have a DVD talk given by Chris Pinto, who put together the videos, The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning, which we carry and recommend, and Riddles in Stone. But Chris's talk is simply the Atlantis connection, because lost Atlantis is the key to understanding everything today and why America is trying to have an empire, why we have troops stationed in 130 nations throughout the world today. Most people don't understand that. Most people don't understand we have 7 million Americans in prison, probation, or parole. They do not understand we're moving towards a police state. They do not understand that there are secret organizations that control both political parties and make mockery out of the two-party system. And, well, we do have an opportunity to do something about that now with the candidacy of Ron Paul. But what are you doing? A lot of people are going back to New Hampshire and closing down their businesses and going from door to door to tell people about Ron Paul. And if you can't do that, you can talk to the people you run into and explain that here is a man, a congressman, a physician, an obstetrician, a dedicated patriot who wants to get back to the constitutional America with individual freedom under God. And he certainly wants to get us out of the war in the Middle East. And people say, oh, if we pull out, there'd be chaos. Ladies and gentlemen, there'd be chaos as long as we're there. The Iraqis will continue trying to kill our men because we're occupying their country. And if we had Chinese or Russian troops occupying our country, we'd be trying to kill them too. And understand, ladies and gentlemen, the reason for the chaos over there is because we are occupying that country. And nothing is it appears to be. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, because America is at war today. We need your help financially. Go to our website, RadioLiberty.com. Consider joining the Radio Liberty family, and please pray for America, for our provision and protection.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step by step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video sheltering in place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming here from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views and, well, the views of our callers, because it looks like we're going to have open lines this hour, so we will invite your calls at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But what we'd really hoped to talk about today was the RFID chips that the government wants to use on most manufactured products and on human beings. They want to put chips into people so that they can track them from the cradle to the grave. They talk about putting the chips into children. Put chips into children. Because, of course, my goodness, they might get mixed up in the nursery. You wouldn't want to have somebody else end up with your child, would you? And so wouldn't it be better if we just chipped the children when they were born and then we could be sure we got the right child when you went home? As far as the elderly is concerned, they want to chip Alzheimer's patients because Alzheimer's patients sometimes have a tendency to get lost. And this is a way of tracking Alzheimer's patients. And, of course, all of these arguments are simply fallacious. Why? Well, because you're not going to know of the Alzheimer's patient. You can't with the RFID chips and even many of the other chips they're putting in. They're too small to be actually followed by satellite. Now, there are some vehicles that you can use to follow by satellite, but they have to be like anklets, things like that. But the very, very small chips are not large, powerful enough to be tracked by satellite. So the only way you're going to be able to identify an Alzheimer's patient is to get right up next to him, and you probably have identity documents of one sort or another. You have to understand that they're using all of these justifications because they really want to chip people. They want to put chips into people because then if you're just within a relatively few feet of the meter of the monitor, why, they will be able to identify you. Now, have to understand, they want to do everything electronically. Have you noticed these advertisements on television where they show people in the store and everybody's busy and everybody's moving and then all of a sudden somebody wants to use a check or pay for their items with money. And how suddenly that slows everything down. And, of course, the solution is for you to use your Visa card. Then everybody's happy, things are going well, and Visa becomes the means of paying your bills. But you have to understand, whenever you pay your bill with a Visa card, they know where you are. They know everything you buy. And they are keeping dossiers on every American citizen today. And most people don't understand that this is what they do in every totalitarian society. If you've never or heard our talk on China. It tells what happened to Reverend Millen. And this was back in 1948 and 1949, and Reverend Millen had an orphanage in China. And they had spies that counted the number of shirts he had, the number of pairs of socks that he had. Every time he wrote a letter, they kept record of it. Why? Because when you suddenly realize that everything you do or say is known by somebody else, why, of course, you become very frightened. You become dependent on those people. And this is what the government, at least the people who are working behind the scenes, are doing today. They're keeping massive dossiers on literally every American citizen. We're going to be back here in just a moment. We welcome your calls. 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay. And our regularly scheduled guest is not with us, so it's going to be open lines, and we welcome your calls at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you have a question or comment on this subject or another subject, but we were talking about the coming police state. And there really are people who want a dictatorship in America. And you only need to go back to the Second World War. I mean, did you ever stop and wonder how it was that Adolf Hitler was able to seize power in 1933 and simply 6 years later was able to have a mighty army and was able to challenge, you know, both England and France and begin conquering nation after nation? Well, the truth of the matter was that Adolf Hitler was helped. He was helped and encouraged by the financiers in Great Britain, and that's covered in Professor Quigley's book, Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time, and certainly in my talk on Iraq, The Untold Story. And the syllabus there has the pages from Professor Quigley's book telling how the English extension of the Cecil Rhodes Secret Society was encouraging Adolf Hitler. In fact, the reason that Rudolf Hess flew to England, just before Germany attacked England, was so he could contact the members of the Round Table Group, and that was the front for Cecil Rhodes Secret Society. Not only that, but American corporations were funding Adolf Hitler. And we have a letter, which we'll gladly provide you, from Ambassador Dodd, the American ambassador to Germany during the Second World War, during that period leading up to the Second World War. The letter was written in 1936, and Ambassador Dodd was asking Colonel House why American corporations, the 100 American corporations in Germany, were building up the military potential of Adolf Hitler. Why would they be doing that when nobody in Europe wanted another war, and yet American corporations were building up Adolf Hitler? And, of course, you need to read the book Wall Street and the Rise of Hitler by Professor Sutton. You need to read a book. Well, we carry that book. Or The Best Enemies Money Could Buy, or my talk interview with Professor Sutton called The Best Enemies Money Could Buy. That's the book, Wall Street and the Rise of Hitler, or the book, The Best Enemies Money Could Buy, or my interview, Best Enemies Money Can Buy, with Professor Sutton, how we financed Adolf Hitler, both before and during the Second World War. We'll be right back in just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan here, and our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you're out there across America, have a question or comment, we'd love to hear from you. But we're talking about the fact that they do plan a dictatorship in America. Why? Because the same forces that were at work during the Second World War, helping Adolf Hitler, financing him during the Second World War, providing oil for the German submarines so that they could continue sinking our ships, it was all a game. Exxon tankers were providing oil. This is covered in Charles Hingham's book, The Trading with the Enemy. We don't carry that one. It's out of print, but you can get it on Amazon. And all during the Second World War, when American boys were fighting and dying You know, on the cliffs of Normandy, why General Motors and Ford and International Telephone and Telegraph and the American corporations in Germany were building the war material that was being used to kill American boys, because wars are never as they're supposed to be. So many people justify the fact that President Roosevelt allowed Pearl Harbor because, after all, if we hadn't attacked Germany, we'd all be speaking German today, and that's ridiculous. Adolf Hitler never could have launched his attack without help from the West, or maintained the war or kept it going. In fact, the American military was ready to attack the mainland of Europe in 1943. I know, because I talked to General Wedemeyer. I spent several weekends with him. He was the in charge of planning for the American military, and he told me they were ready to attack Germany in 1943. And Winston Churchill, who was a Druid, who was a Mason, who was deeply involved with the occult and the move towards world government, blocked every attempt to attack the mainland of Europe and end the war in 1943. They wanted this war to drag on as long as they could, with as bloody as they could, so that they would convince the world they had to have a world government. And we would have to have the United Nations. And we would have to give up our sovereignty. And of course, go along with this plan for the New World Order, the New World Religion, with a new world leader. And of course, if you go into the background then of what happened immediately after the war, when Nazi scientists, people who should have been executed for their grotesque crimes, were brought to America under Operation Paperclip, and 10,000 Nazis were helped to go to South America under the rat line, and they were helped by the CIA and by MI6 and by certain very dark forces within the Vatican. I'm sure not the leaders of the Catholic Church, but the dark forces that work within the Catholic religion, just as the dark forces work within the Protestant religion and the Jewish religion. So that's how Dr. Mengele and Adolf Eichmann and Martin Bormann and so many of the Nazi war criminals, Klaus Barbie, were allowed to escaped to South America, and only two of them were ever actually captured. That was Barbie and Adolf Eichmann, taken back to Germany to stand trial, to Israel to stand trial. But of course, the rest of them were, let off scot-free, and they've grown old, and most of them have passed away. We even had an interview where one of the, I believe it was 2020, where one of the ABC reporters went down there and actually interviewed many of the Nazis from the Second World War that your CIA helped escape. You have to understand that nothing is as it appears to be. We have a great book called, I guess maybe we're out of it now, it's called The Medusa File, that goes into the background of Operation Paperclip. And we got a great 4-tape set on Operation Paperclip with an interview with the author of Secret Agenda, the book on Operation Paperclip. And then, of course, we can get to the pages from the Medusa File that goes into the rat line, and how the CIA, which was deeply involved in the occult, always has been since its inception, under Alan Dulles, was involved with helping the Nazis escape to South America. So, ladies and gentlemen, nothing is as it appears to be. You can go up on the Internet and check out much of what I say, and remember, we do have 4-tape sets and the documentation on so much of this. And we have the original books, although all we can do is give you the individual pages out from them. Many of these books now are out of print and very difficult to get. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, but the same forces that supported the tyranny of Adolf Hitler are at work in America today. And, of course, would bring a tyrannical government here in the United States. In fact, some of this really antedated the terrorist attack. There were actually, back in 1973, under a report that came out of the United States Senate over the names of Senator Charles Mathias and senator from the from Idaho, whose name escapes me right there, but both of these senators had actually put together a report talking about
the all of the laws that were in place that would allow the establishment of a dictatorship and the suspension of the Constitution here in the United States. This was 1973. We have that report. They mentioned there were over 400 laws under the War Powers Act that would allow a dictatorship and the suspension of the Constitution at any time. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, that's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. It was in 1976 that members of Congress and the Senate passed a law, the War Powers Act, talking about how the president could not declare a dictatorship in America without the permission of Congress, and if he was going to apply all of these laws that were in place and wanted to have a dictatorship in the name of a national emergency, he would have to go before Congress and justify it, and Congress would have a review and could determine how long that dictatorship would last. The average American finds this so difficult to believe. And then, of course, in the early 1980s, 1981, 1983 or 4, Oliver North was working on a special program under the Reagan administration to suspend the Constitution and round up Americans and put them into concentration camps. Now, if you doubt that is true, why, we have something called the sampler, and it's a very, very short video, and maybe 15 minutes or so. But it has the clips on it of the Iran-Contra hearings where Congressman Jack Brooks is trying to ask Oliver North, who's appearing before the Iran-Contra hearings, about the fact that Oliver North was involved in the Reagan administration with a special program to suspend the Constitution and round up Americans and put them into concentration camps. And of course, Senator Inouye keeps interrupting Congressman Jack Brooks and saying, oh, we can't talk about that here. You know, we'll have to do that in secret session. We cannot talk about that here. And Brooks is trying to bring this out for the record, and he's not allowed to, because the last thing they want is for the American people to know that there is a plan to suspend the Constitution and put Americans into concentration camps. Well, then you'll actually see the clip of Congressman Henry Gonzalez, who was chairman of the House Banking Committee, and Congressman Gonzalez says, yes, the only person who really got close to the truth in the Iran-Contra hearings was Congressman Jack Brooks of Texas, because there really is a plan, in case of a national emergency, to suspend the Constitution, to round up Americans, and to put them into concentration camps. Most people have never heard of these clips. We have them. You can actually see them, listen to them, understand that this is not imaginary. It really is real. There are people out there who have a different worldview than you and I. And, of course, behind them are powerful spiritual forces. And God, I fear, is going to allow this to happen, because this country is turned against God. And when it does, why, God allows judgment to come on those nations. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, right here at the Radio Liberty. Well, certainly we know then by right after the attack on the World Trade Center, immediately why the Patriot Act was put forward. And the Patriot Act was put forward at the time when Congress, you know, was frightened to death because of the anthrax attack. And it's very interesting that the only legislators who got anthrax burden-laden letters were two of the Democrats who had opposed the Patriot Act, two of the people who really would have been concerned. And of course, the congressmen were frightened to death. They never knew whether they were going to get an anthrax-laden letter and die of anthrax. But of course, the government knew the attack was coming. How do we know that? Why? Because the Dick Cheney and the president and the White House staff went on to Cipro on the very evening of the 9/11 attack. Now, on 9/11/2001, how many people were worried about the possibility of an anthrax attack? But just see the Twin Towers come down. I would see in Building 7 come down. The Pentagon had been attacked. Flight 93 had gone down over Pennsylvania. Who that evening was worried about an anthrax attack? Well, the Vice President and the President and the White House staff were all placed on Cipro, which is specific for anthrax. It's a potentially dangerous drug that weakens your tendons, so you would never use that unless you knew that there was a possibility of exposure to anthrax. If they knew, why didn't they tell other people? If they knew there was going to be an anthrax attack, why didn't they try to stop it? It's a federal crime to know that a crime is going to be committed and not reported, but Dick Cheney didn't report that. Nobody ever brings this up when we say, who was it who launched the anthrax attack on America? And yet, of course, we can document what I'm saying, but we can't let the American people know that Dick Cheney knew the anthrax attack was coming and did nothing to stop it. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Our regularly scheduled guest did not show up, and so we already hope that many of you out there will give us a call if you have a question or comment. But we were simply talking about, of course, the September 11th, 2001 attack, and then the Patriot Act, which was passed immediately after that. And, of course, the thing about the Patriot Act is no one was allowed to read it. It was suddenly appeared. It was presented. It had to be voted on immediately. There was no time to read the Patriot Act, to understand the Patriot Act, to debate the Patriot Act, and there were only three people who voted against it. One of them just happened to be Congressman Ron Paul. And everybody else certainly wanted to be patriotic, and they voted for the Patriot Act without ever understanding the implications that this was one of the most unpatriotic bits of legislation ever introduced into the House of Representatives, because it gutted the Fourth Amendment and the Fifth Amendment of the Constitution and laid the foundation for a dictatorship in America. The Patriot Act basically allowed, in the name of the threat of terrorism, people to come into your home when you were away and of course, go through your personal belongings and even steal some of your personal belongings without ever presenting a warrant to you, without telling you they'd been in your home, and, of course, without telling you they'd taken your personal belongings. And then sometime in the future, why they would notify you weeks or months after that, after perhaps you'd been indicted for a crime. Well, of course, you know, they have the right then to search your home without a warrant and without your knowledge. That's a total violation, of course, of the Fourth Amendment. But it became law in the name of fighting those vicious terrorists, you know, the 15 Saudi Arabians who attacked the United States under the direction of Osama bin Laden, who was a Saudi Arabian. And yet, of course, because 15 Saudi Arabians attacked the United States and four others, and Osama bin Laden attacked the United States, and they were all Saudi Arabian, immediately we attacked Afghanistan. Why? Well, because that's what it was all about. It had nothing to do with what happened on 9/11. The plan was already there to attack Afghanistan and to use the presence there of Al-Qaeda. And if you've ever read the 9/11 Commission staff report, which I have, all the leaders of Al-Qaeda didn't want an attack on the United States. The only person who, at least according to their information, was Osama bin Laden, who was a Saudi Arabian. But all the leaders of Al-Qaeda objected to an attack on the United States. Now, if that is true, why have you never heard that? If you want the documentation, we have the reports, we've read them through, we've checked them through, and yet that was the information put up by the 9/11 Commission staff. So why then, if the Al-Qaeda did not want the attack on the United States, and, you know, the only person who wanted it was the Saudi Arabian Osama bin Laden, why did we go to war with Afghanistan? And why are we still fighting in Afghanistan? Why are we fighting the Taliban? We helped to finance the Taliban in 1994. We were funding the Taliban right up until the September 11th attack. And if you ever read President Bush's September 20th, 2001 speech to the American people, you'll find that America was the largest funder of the Taliban in the world at that time. We'll be right back here. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, and of course, our regularly scheduled guest is not available, so we would ask you to give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. We have open lines, and we'd love to hear from you and get your questions and your thoughts, and we're simply talking about the move towards a police state in America, and how that really, of course, came about as a result, starting with the Patriot Act, and then the Office of Homeland Security Act, and then the Model State Emergency Health Powers Act, all of which were put through within the first relatively few weeks after the 9/11 attack, and were the first in a series of draconian measures that have been passed since that time, culminating, of course, in the Military Commission Act, and the John Warner Defense Appropriations Act were passed in October of last year, all aimed at having a dictatorship in America. And most people find it difficult. Why would anybody want a dictatorship in America? I would ask, why not? There are people who have a different worldview. If you look at American foreign policy, we're financing and supporting dictators throughout the world. How do you think that Mugabe came to power in Zimbabwe, in Rhodesia? He was put in power over the objections of the Rhodesian people by our State Department. How do you think, of course, that the Russians became the most powerful nation economically, one of the most powerful nations of the world, the largest exporters of both of natural gas and oil in the world today? Why? Because of American foreign aid and American corporations. And if you doubt that, you need to get my pamphlet entitled The Communist Capitalist Alliance. Well, we've got Roy calling from Louisiana. Hi, Roy. How you doing? Roy, are you there? Roy from Louisiana, are you there? Well, is anybody on the line? All right, well, let's go to the other line. I don't know why we're not getting Roy through here, but Roy, one more time, are you there? All right, we're going to put Roy on hold, and we're going to go. I'm going to ask my producer to pick up the line one, and let's go to Vernon, who's calling from Salinas. Again, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Hi, Vernon. How are you doing? Vernon, are you there? Well, I don't know what's going on here. Oh, Vernon. Yeah, go ahead, Vernon.
Hi, Dr. Stan.
And I found out why we didn't have Roy. Tell Roy to hang on the line. We'll be with him in just a moment. Go ahead, Vernon.
Dr. Stan, I wanted to just say God bless you. I'm glad that you're back once again. And I went to your site, and the question that I have is I was reading about the Oklahoma City bombing.
Right.
Timothy McVeigh, and it was very interesting how you were saying how his attorney had other additional information that they didn't put out in the public, and how there were some reports about workers who did work there that witnessed him and other individuals and this secret black ops team that, you know, that's put here in America to start these little terrorist acts and everything. Could you elaborate more on that?
Well, of course, we know that Timothy McVeigh did not act alone. We know, for instance, that according to the book, The OK Bomb, which we have, and I've had this verified by other people, that Timothy McVeigh's sister wrote a letter, and had a letter from Tim McVeigh, saying he was part of a secret government block operation, and this is who he was really working for. Now, he told that same story to one of his cellmates there in prison, and there's a book out, Secrets Worth Dying For. Terry Nichols told exactly the same story to his lawyer, Mr. Tretado, and all of them agreed that Timothy McVeigh was working for a secret government black ops group, a secret special forces group. And, of course, we have, of course, some interviews with Craig Roberts going into the back of that, background of that. There's no question at all this was a government operation. Why? Well, because they wanted to give us the idea that there were these terrorists in America, And we had to be fearful, and we had to pass all this legislation. In fact, almost everything that passed in the Patriot Act after the 2001 attack had been suggested immediately after the Oklahoma City bombing. We know, of course, that Timothy McVeigh was working in conjunction with people from the Iranian National Guard, pardon me, the Iraqi National Revolutionary Guard, and that there were actually other people. There was another man who was in the rider truck that was parked in front of the building that contained the bomb. And the government is covering up the truth from the American people. We can't let the American people know this was a government operation. They knew it was coming. They allowed it to happen. They allowed those Americans to die. Hey, hang on. We'll be back in just a moment here. We'll be right back with you, Brandon. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Vernon, do you have anything else you want to say?
Yes, I do, Dr. Stan. You know what, all the information that I get off your show is just, it's a gift from God. It really is. It really is a gift from God, because we're never going to hear this type of information on CNN or Fox. You're never going to hear this on any of these other radio talk shows. And I totally believe in what the Bible says, that God is going to release information like we have never been able to get it before. And you really have to have an open mind. I give everyone the call letters of the station. I tell them to listen to you at this time. And the information that I tell them, I swear, some Americans, they're just like, oh, my God, no, that wouldn't happen in our government. Why would they do such a thing? And I say the same thing, Dr. Sen. Why wouldn't they do it? Of course they would do this. It's all about control.
Right.
It's all about is control. They want to destroy our Declaration of Independence. They want to destroy the Constitution. There is a secret government within our government that totally believes that all that stuff was written back in the past. And after 9/11, it's time to change all that. 9/11 was the biggest excuse that they needed to take away our liberties. Take away, and they're going to take them away disguised under security. You have to give up personal freedom so you can be safe.
Well, let me suggest that really people should read my August, September, October, November, and December Radio Liberty newsletters. That's for 2006. August, September, October, November, December. 2006 newsletters are posted at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. And there you'll read an article that was written in 1996, 5 years before the attack, by Richard Haass, who is currently the chairman of the Council on Foreign Relations, talking about everything, talking about how, because of the terrorist attacks, now remember, this is 5 years before 9/11, how we're going to be long lines to get into federal buildings, long delays at the airport and long lines there, how we were going to have all this government surveillance because of the threat of terrorism. How did he know that in 1996? Because it was all planned ahead of time. And you'll read statements by Condoleezza Rice when asked, why didn't you do anything? And she said, well, we had to have an incident that would get the American people to be willing to give up their freedom, to change their whole attitude. If we didn't have an incident, we couldn't do anything. And that's why they left those people there to die. This comes from the 9/11 Commission report and the book Without Precedent, by Tom Keene and by Lee Hamilton. Get the information is there. Read those reports. Get the original information. You'll find out that it was all planned ahead of time. Hang on there, Vernon. We're going to be back here in just a moment, right here at Radio Liberty. Well, this is Dr. Stan. We've got Vernon calling from Salinas. We have Roy from Louisiana. We're going to go to him in just a moment. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 if you're out across America or here in the Central Coast of California. Give us a call. It's open lines. So anyway, Vernon, thanks very much for calling. Don't get discouraged. Just keep telling people, and your job is to tell them it's up to God to make them listen if he wants them to.
Dr. Stan, one more question that I do have for you is that as an average American that loves America, what do we do? The corporate enterprises have got a stranglehold on our country.
we have greedy men that money hungry and power hungry. What do we do? I mean, we are in a state of emergency. You know what? I am not scared of a terrorist attack. Bush has proved to me that I have nothing to be scared of because he won't close my borders. So I know that a terrorist attack is going to come. I am scared of these individuals that live among us. That's who I'm scared of.
All right, well, I think with good justification, because if there was really a threat of terrorism, they would close the borders. In fact, just within the last 3 weeks, the president slashed in half the amount of money that they're using for the Office of Homeland Security to check, you know, to make secure the various plants we have here in America. All this money they were using, $3 billion, they slashed it to $1.5 billion, money that was to be used to make our country more secure. So, you know, they're not worried about a terrorist attack. They're simply lying to us. Anyway, Vernon, your job is to tell people the truth. Remember, this is God's battle. This is a spiritual battle. And your job is not to win. Your job is not to convince people. Your job is to tell people and then to pray for America. That's all we can do.
Thank you, sir.
God bless. And thanks so much. Well, let's go to our friend Roy from Louisiana. Hi, Roy. How are you doing?
Hello, Dr. Stan.
Hey, it's good to hear from you.
Well, it's good to speak with you. A comment and a question, if I might.
All right. Now, Roy's a physician back there in Louisiana. We've known him for a long time. Never met him personally, but talked to him many times. So, okay, you got a question and a comment. Go right ahead.
The comment with regard to the microchips you were talking about earlier, the NAIS,
right.
National Animal Identification System,
right.
is a huge problem that people need to be aware of.
Well, tell us about why it's a huge problem, because after all, they're just chipping those dogs so we can identify them. And my goodness, I saw something just the other day, a story of a dog that had been lost during the Hurricane Katrina. And, of course, somebody had actually found he had a chip in him, and they were able to reunite him with his master. And a very, very touching scene of this dog licking his master, and the man so happy, and the dog so happy. And supposedly a great, wonderful thing. If it hadn't been for that microchip in the dog, we never would have been able to get him back with his master. So what's wrong with that?
Well, if you or I choose to chip our dogs, horses, cats, whatever, that's fine if we choose. The NAIS is the government mandating that people, well, like me, I have just a few acres, and I have a few horses, and I'd like to have a few chickens. I would have to chip every animal on my property. I'd have to inform the government every time one of my horses, if a fence got broken down, I'd have to tell the government they got in the neighbor's pasture. If I took them on a trail ride, I got to tell the government. As soon as my chickens hatch eggs, I've got to tell the government. If the guy next door, who has maybe 100,000 chickens, because he raises them commercially, they don't have to chip each individual chicken. They have a lot number. The big boys, the commercial growers, and then certainly Cargill, Monsanto, they're exempted. They have ways around it. It'd be a horrible burden on all of us, and it may even be a mechanism for them to test their microchips.
Amen to that, and I agree with you totally. And isn't it, you know, right now, of course, we see a lot of the pictures of cattle, and they got a tag on their ear, and well, that is, of course, for the microchip. But you got to have your horses, if you got llamas, if you got ducks, if you got geese. When does that law actually go into effect?
I don't know the answer to that. It comes and goes. I don't know what the status is. Actually, there are states who have said that it's not going to happen in their state.
Well, I tell you what, I think it's one of the most frightening and dangerous things. You know, this is all part of this idea of seeing how far they can push the American people. And, of course, this will certainly disrupt a lot of the small farms. I mean, there's no way that you could possibly abide by all the laws.
Well, they've made criminals out of all of us. It's just whether or not they choose to arrest us on any given day.
Amen to that. And I agree with you, Roy. And I share your concern about this. And most people do not even know about this legislation has been enacted. And I think it's sometime next year that every small farmer has to have chips in every single one of their animals. It costs you more than the animal is worth in many instances to put the chip in it, because they got to get the got to get the veterinarian out there.
Sure. Well, it, it's impossible. And he who controls the food supply or the water or a lot of different things controls the populace.
And I think that's so important for people to understand there really are people out there who want a dictatorship in America.
Yeah.
Because they have a different worldview, and until you understand, these people worship a different God. They have a different set of world values. They talk about worshiping God, but they're talking about a different God. They talk about Jesus Christ, but they're talking about a different Jesus Christ. And when we see our government officials talking about how dedicated they are to God, you ask yourself, what God are they really praying to? Because it's not the God of the Bible.
Well, you know them by their actions.
Amen to that.
And their actions will prove that they are not speaking of Yahweh.
Amen. Amen to that. And until people understand that there really are secret societies, there really have been secret societies for thousands of years. These people are organized. They got websites you can go to, and the information's all there. And if you doubt that, you go to lucistrust.org, www.lucistrust.org, and learn about the Masters of Wisdom. And the spiritual hierarchy that controls the world. And the elder brothers, these perfected human beings who run the world from behind the scenes. This is an international organization. And if you go to the new group of world servers, you'll find the names of some of the most powerful and wealthy people in the world who've made a pact with the other side, the guy who runs this world and the other world. Anything else, Roy?
I did want to ask, I have a true iodine allergy. I'm allergic to betadine soap. I took some vitamin supplement several years ago and developed a thyroid nodule that went away when I stopped the supplement. Is there some form of iodine that somebody like me can take in case of a nuclear disaster?
I really don't know, Roy. I mean, certainly if you got an iodine, allergy, you know, I wouldn't want to recommend the potassium iodate for you for fear that you'd get some sort of reaction from it.
Oh, yeah.
And there are a small number of people, maybe 1 or 2% that do have an iodine allergy. So you're asking the wrong person.
Well, that's fair enough. I don't know either.
Okay.
I enjoyed speaking with you, Dr.
God bless you. Good to talk to you, Roy.
Good night.
Thank you. Bye-bye. And let's go to Scott, who's calling from Hollister. And again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 out across America and around the world. Hi, Scott. How are you doing?
Well, Dr. Stan, how are you doing today?
I'm doing just fine.
I jumped into your program a little late, and I'm pretty sure it's open mics today, open calls. I had a quick question. I was listening to another program on another station about a week ago, and they had said that the Department of Homeland Security has just made the largest purchase of ammunition ever recorded in history. Have you heard any information about that?
The largest purchase of what now?
Of ammunition.
Ammunition. No, I really haven't. I can't tell you anything at all about that.
Yeah, I found it interesting. I mean, they put it out. The show I listened to was pretty credible. So the largest recorded purchase order of ammunition.
Why in the heaven's name would they be doing that? Why? I mean, Office of Homeland Security, they don't have troops. I mean, they have the National Guard, they have the Army that they can use against the people. The Office of Homeland Security does not have a military force. I would think that's probably a little bit more of the disinformation they're using just to get people confused. But maybe somebody else could call in if you know anything more about that.
Yes, I just wanted to interject there, but if anybody else has anything to offer, that'd be great to hear. So,
All right.
I will let you go, Dr. Stan. Thank you for your time.
God bless. Thanks very much. That was Scott calling from Hollister. And again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California. And it's open lines. If you have a question or comment, why give us a call. But basically, of course, we've been talking about this move towards dictatorship. And if you have not yet seen the amazing clips that has that material in it from where Congressman Jack Brooks is trying to bring out the truth about the plan for a dictatorship in America, and that's at the Iran-Contra hearings back in the late 1980s. Or you can get simply the very, very short estimate of that. It's called the Shocker. Oh, no, it's called The Sampler. You would love to have you get that. They're available by calling 1-800-544-8255. 8927. And we've got Juan calling from Alabama. Hi, how are you doing?
Hello.
Hi, do you have a question or comment?
Yeah, I had a comment I'm going to make.
Oh, go ahead.
Okay, I was just saying about the stuff over there in the war. I believe that Bush got some people over there at war against the really. All this is just to force the mark of the beast. All this stuff that they're doing over there in the war, they're having that going on just to really enforce the mark of the beast. And until they're going to try to keep some people over there in the war, like really, to keep them like going on in the war, to keep them the. I really brainwashed the citizens of America to making them think that it's either y'all going to be, like, it's really like a, I look at it like hostage somebody. Like, you know, have you ever watched a movie or something that have them hostage? And then, like, they be hostage. And it's like, until we get what we want, then we let them go free. But it's really, Bush is really wanting to go to war, but, and yet still, people don't see that, but he, you know, I'm just looking at it like I believe figures.
Oh, I think, of course, I believe, of course, that President Bush got us into the war in Afghanistan under the guise we were going to catch Osama bin Laden. Never tried to get him. Then he got us into the war in Iraq, and they did everything they could to create a chaotic situation by dissolving the Iraqi military, by dissolving the Iraqi police force, by dissolving the Iraqi part that took care of the sewage and electricity and water, and then of course by closing all the factories there that were government owned and putting hundreds of thousands of people out of work, and these people had no way to make a living other than to join the insurgents and get paid for killing Americans.
They really don't care. It's all about, all that is got to do with the mark of the beast, but all that is the coming. They see the Americans making an image to the beast now. It won't be long before they made the image to the beast. That's when the National Sunday Law is passed.
Okay.
That's really the dividing line, separates the weak and the tail. That's all the mark of the beast here.
Uh-huh.
The mark of the papacy authority.
All right, fine. Well, Juan, thank you so very much. Appreciate your calling. And of course, if Juan thinks that this has to do with the mark of the beast, well, I believe, of course, we are involved in a spiritual battle. And I believe that there are satanic forces out there that really are intent upon plunging us into a world war with the Muslim world. And I believe, of course, that this recent change, just this last week, the National Intelligence Estimate has been known for many, many months. And despite the fact it's been known for many months, that supposedly our intelligence agencies, all 16 of them, agreed that there was no threat from Iran because they weren't trying to develop nuclear weapons, which the government has been telling us for years that they are doing, and I think it's all a lie. I believe, of course, that there is no reason for Iran to be trying to enrich uranium for to use in their nuclear plants because they can buy nuclear fuel rods from Russia. They already have. And Russia has built a nuclear plant for Iran and is to supply the nuclear rods. Of course they're trying to enrich uranium so they can build a nuclear bomb. But, you know, I believe that they've lied to us because of the economic situation, and they do not want to destroy the economy of our country just yet. They want to wait a few months or perhaps a year or more. And, of course, this is the reason they came out with this report, so they could justify holding off doing anything as far as attacking Iran is concerned. But you have to understand who brought the Ayatollahs to power in Iran. And of course, we did. In 1979, we toppled the Shah of Iran and installed the Ayatollah Khomeini, who was living in Paris at that time under the auspices of the CIA, and the CIA transferred him over there. And of course, we have been behind everything that's going on ever since then. We usually control both sides of every situation, whether it be here in the United States controlling both the Republican Party and the Democrat Party, controlling the pro-war movement and the anti-war movement, controlling the right and the left, the conservatives and the liberals. And we do this in country after country after country, where we control both the right and the left. And I believe we have some sort of an influence over the Ayatollahs and over the opposition in Iran. But what they really want is to plunge us into a war with the Muslim world. I believe that's the long-term plan. It's described in the writings of Alice Bailey. And they really aren't her writings. They're things that were channeled to her. And you'll find them outlined in our February 2007 newsletter at www.radioliberty.com. www.thedogsandhorses.com. Well, let's go to Mike calling from New York. Hi, Mike. How are you doing?
Good. How about you, Doctor?
I'm doing just fine. A question or comment?
The other night you had Brigadier General, was it Hastings on?
Hastings? Hutchins, you mean?
Hutchins, yes. And about this national intelligence estimate, this thing is really bothering me. And obviously a lot of people are like, this does not make any sense. And that kind of put it in somewhat of a pattern. We had the peace conference, the kickoff.
Right.
And everything seemed to be going fine with that. And it's scheduled to resume on the 12th of December. People go away. Of course, the Russians pushed. They have the Syrians involved.
Right.
So they got what they wanted. Everything seemed to be perfect. They go away. Now this intelligence estimate comes out, which would seem to be a problem for Israel.
Right.
Now the Russians are massing a huge fleet in the Mediterranean.
Right.
Doesn't make any sense.
Well, but very little makes any sense because we have funded the communists since their inception back in 1919. And if you read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, or Professor Sutton's book, Wall Street and the Bolshevik Revolution, or the little pamphlet we put out recently, The Communist Capitalist Alliance, or my interview with Professor Sutton. Well, my interview with Professor Sutton, The Best Enemies Money Could Buy, you'll find out how we've always funded the communists. We have to have an enemy. And now, of course, with the Russians moving their fleet into the Mediterranean, how are they able to finance that? 10 years ago, the Russians were so broke they defaulted on their debts. And we funneled the money to them to get back out of debt and, of course, to become one of the major financial forces in the world today with over $440 billion in reserves, thanks to the American tax dollars. Hey, hang on there, Mike. We'll be back in just a moment.
Okay.
Nothing as it appears to be. Once you understand that, so many things begin to make sense. Anything you wanted to say, else you wanted to say there, Mike?
Well, he had mentioned that he felt that the aspect about the nations coming together around Jerusalem, the next step of prophecy.
Right.
I feel, what is it, Isaiah 17, Damascus.
Oh, of course, you're talking about, of course, the Damascus to be destroyed by fire.
Yeah.
And of course, that's never happened, so it's something in the future. And, of course, I believe, of course, we may very well be seeing the beginnings of Ezekiel 38 and 39. All we can do is guess at how this fits into prophecy, but I believe God's word is accurate, and we're going to see it unfolding in the very near future.
Okay, can I tell you one more thing, Dr.
Sure, Brown? Go right ahead.
Sure, the caller talked about the ammunition thing.
Yes.
And I think that's an attempt to try to deprive us of being able to get some.
Well, somebody had called in and said that they want to federalize the local and the state police, and that's why, of course, they purchased the ammunition. Now, I don't know. I have no inside information, but that was an interesting observation.
Well, what I noticed, too, about a month ago, our local news did a story, and what it was about police training. And I had been a policeman for 20 years. I'm retired. And what happened is they had to cut back on the training because their supply of ammo, they were having a hard time getting it, which I thought was very peculiar.
Well, I can remember during the Second World War, you couldn't even get 22 caliber ammunition. So, this could be happening. They're wasting an awful lot of ammunition over there in Iraq today, I'll tell you, in Afghanistan. And, of course, if they can limit the amount of ammunition, it doesn't matter whether we have guns or not. If we can't get ammunition, the guns are really relatively useless. That's what they're trying to do over in Switzerland today. They're saying, you can have your gun. You just can't have any ammunition for
it. Here it is, Dr. Stan. You can have your Second Amendment. Fine. Get your guns. You're not going to have any ammo.
These people really are just rotten to the very core, aren't they? Anyway, anything else, Mike?
I love you, guy. Thank you.
God bless. And thanks very much for calling. And that was Mike calling from New York. And well, of course, I always enjoy our open line programs. It's always a little embarrassing when we don't have anything to talk about, but we always appreciate your calls from out across America. And it's wonderful to know that we have people listening in Alabama and in New York and in Sydney, all across America and throughout the world. We have listeners. And this is why we do hope that many of you will want to join the Radio Liberty family and help us as we continue the outreach and with the understanding that we're involved in a spiritual battle being played out on a political, ideological, and cultural battlefield. but they really are secret societies, and that's covered in my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. And they do have an agenda, and that is the destruction of America as we know it. And we'll be back to wrap up the program in just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported, and we really depend upon those of you who listen to our program to help us as we reach out across America 5 hours every weekday, and then we do a weekend program as well. We're trying to educate people about what's going on, and but we can't do it without your help, quite honestly. And certainly we're behind here as we're approaching the end of the year. And if there's any way you can help us, we'll certainly appreciate it. I know many of our listeners are having financial problems, and we certainly understand. But if you are in a position to help, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, because we are at war. America is under attack today. Now, we do hope that if you've not read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you will. We hope, of course, you've not seen the DVD. Why, you want to get it. We're going to make an offer again. We need to get money so we can actually get another 1,000 copies of our Brotherhood of Darkness DVD printed up. So if you'd like to get 25 copies of Brotherhood of Darkness, you can get them for $99. That's the CD, and it's nicely packaged. So if you'd like to get the CD of Brotherhood of Darkness, 25 of them for $99, why, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927, and we will not, of course, bill you until we're ready to get them made up. We need to get stamped out another 1,000 of those and get them readily available to people across the country. So if you'd like that, it's a special offer. It's stand only until we get to 10 people who are willing to pledge to get the DVDs, and then we'll have to do away with that. But right now you can get 25 copies of the Brotherhood of Darkness. You'll have to pay for the shipping, but $99 is a pretty good deal. And then we also hope that many of you, of course, if you've not read Brotherhood of Darkness, the book, you will, because it's an introduction to what's going on. Of course, then the next thing would be to talk to watch my talk on the forbidden secret, the secret that's been around for 5,000 years. And then, of course, we hope that you'll want to get the 4-tape or 4-CD set, The Secret Behind the Secret, that you'll want to get the very professional video, The Secret Mystery of America's Beginnings, or Riddles in Stone. They're both put out by Chris Pinto. And, of course, they go into the secret societies that were here at the time America was created. If you'd like to get the video that Chris Pinto made for us, The Atlantis Connection, because you can't understand anything going on unless you understand the United States is the new Atlantis. It is to lead the world into the new world order and the new world religion. And you say, what's this all about? Well, there is a tradition among the people, members of the secret society, that Atlantis was real, and actually Solon was told this by the high priest of Egypt about 600 years before Christ was born in Bethlehem, and he passed that on to Pythagoras, who passed it on to Socrates, and then it went to Plato, and Plato wrote about this in his dialogue about lost Atlantis. And then, of course, Francis Bacon in the early 1600s wrote about the new Atlantis was to be the United States, that would lead the world into the new world order, the new world religion. So, Sydney, you would want to see Chris's wonderful DVD, The Atlantis Connection, and then Constance Kemble's The Emergence, because it's about the new world leader. And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, there are millions of people in America who are associated with the New Age or the occult movement who believe that the new world leader is coming very, very soon, and they're excited about it without ever understanding this is the Antichrist who is prophesied in the ancient scriptures. Well, our number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com. You can watch our videos there, listen to our radio programs on the internet. They certainly read our newsletters. Get others to listen. And then please pray for America. pray for revival, pray for our leaders, but pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. So until tomorrow at the same time, Dr. Stan, goodbye, and may the Lord be with you.